Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today. On today's show, my guest is the one and only Irene Stoltz. You may know her from House Party 4 to her show, The Irene Cooking Show, where she has celebrities from Jamie Foxx to Tisha Campbell to different other people. Wow. Hello? Hello? Speaking.
Everything I ever wanted.
on, Irene?
Is this Kim?
How are you?
I am fine, and how are you?
I'm fine. I'm just on the other line getting booking Chris Brown for the show. But nevertheless, how you been doing?
I'm fine.
I'm honest to have you. You know what? When your publicist was telling me who you were, and then she, you know how she pointed the nail when she told me that you were on a House Party 4. I said, I know who that is. I said, that's who that is. I said, oh my goodness. I said, she's gonna crack me up when I get her over here.
So how are you today?
I'm doing fine. They got me running around here with this radio and got me all over the place. But I'm okay, and I'm glad to have you on the show. And you know, so I know who you are, but if you can do me a little favor, you can introduce yourself to my listeners and let them know who you are for those who don't know.
Okay, well, they call me Irene, and when you mention House Party, they know me there from Irene Mama Stokes, which is okay. And right now, I'm Irene Cooking with the Stars, so that's the whole concept of what my whole program is on schedule right now. And then with Irene Cook with the Stars, I've had the privilege of working with Jamie Foxx and Kris Jenner and Omarosa and Raven Simone and Shane Sparks, which I really love because he's a choreographer.
Right.
And the show is getting ready to come on network, which I can't tell her where the network yet, but we will call you back and let you know that on the release date. And I have a new cookbook.
Now, before we talk about all that good stuff, I heard you used to be managed by Red Fox, before the late Red Fox.
Yeah.
And how was it like working with him and being managed by him?
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. Working with Red, it was a privilege that I don't count lightly. I really feel serious about my relationship with them. In fact, I just been offered to do a book, and in that I'm going to talk about some of Black Red Fox, and I also worked with Stymie Beard, which Stymie was like a personal friend of mine from Little Rascals. So what's going to happen now, I'm going to be talking about a lot of the historians actually in the industry in comedy. But Red especially was special to me because not only did I work with him on his show. I was on a couple of shows where I played like Lamont's girlfriend, and I was in fact on almost the first week, the first month of that show when they had the house party. But Red was a really, really inspirational person as far as my career went. You know, you can't work with anyone as great as him and not be touched in life.
Right.
So that in itself, and he was a gentleman and a scholar at comedy.
Oh, that was really a great privilege for you, I'm sure. Another thing is this: you've done a lot of work as far as the TV and film. Is there anybody that influenced you in any kind of way?
Well, yeah, a couple people. One guy I always like to mention, his name is Mantan Moreland. Mantan Moreland was a vaudeville actor that came from the silent days to features. He was they used to call him like a Stephen Fletcher type character. He was always the one that said, "Feet don't fail me now." I know you've heard the saying. He made that famous. And he used to do what they call the indefinite talk. So that was actually the first gentleman that ever helped me in this business. But as far as career-wise, Red Fox helped me more as far as door opening.
Okay. Your cooking show. Why did you decide to come up with a cooking show and get it?
Well, you know something. Today, it's interesting that a lot of people don't have a lot of love in families today. It's sort of sad. I listen to a lot of reality and a lot of shows, and one of the main things that's missing is love. And I think that even though it sounds far-fetched, the kitchen is somewhere where you can really show love, not just in the preparing of the meals, but to sit together as a family and enjoy each other. And usually, even if it's one person or a mother, because I was a single parent, I used to have to sit with my kids. But those were the days and the moments that we could really talk about what happened all day, and if they had a problem, they could discuss it. It was always an encouragement. So I felt that I think that needs to come back. I like the fact that a lot of cooking shows are out there, but I wanted to take personalities or celebrities and see how they cook. How do they exist past the dining out? And, you know, and that's basically where my concept came from.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stokes, you're Crystal's mother?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, it just comes to my head. Okay.
Well, it's okay. That's okay. That's one of my siblings. I have six children. Chris is my young baby boy, but I have an older son that's a writer. In fact, he used to be on Fame with Debbie Allen and Janet Jackson. So he's an actor writer. And then I had a daughter that was also in the business.
Oh, small world. Okay, well, I didn't have Chris on the show. Y'all, I don't know what he's waiting for. But
well, you know, you just got to call him, and he's more behind the scenes.
I heard Marcus Houston was on a show not long ago promoting his album, and he told me, you know, he's more behind the scenes now, more or less. And,
right,
you know,
right.
You know, so I did ask Marcus about it. He told me everything, he's doing fine, you know. But, you know, tell him hello when you do speak to him. Now, I got a bone pick with you. You've had Jamie Foxx on the show, Tisha Campbell, and so many other people on the show. I wonder why you didn't invite me on the show to come and, you know, cook something up for me or help you assist. You know, I'm always.
Well, you know, let me tell you this, Jim. I'm just now meeting you, so it isn't that it can't happen, but right now I haven't had a lot. What I started off with, I actually started with personalities that the whole world would kind of know. And only because I was trying to draw attention to the fact that this is not just, you know, that's why I had Kris Jenner. She's not black. That's a Kim Kardashian's mother. And I had Shane, that's a dancer. And
Shane Sparks.
Mm-hmm. I had people from different personalities, which you're a radio personality, and it would be no problem. But when I first started and being on the computer, I did it the way that the producers kind of wanted me. But, no, it's no problem, Jim. We can get you, you know, maybe we can do something with you as we go along with this.
Yeah, and you know what I love? I love the lemon. I love lemon pie that, made from scratch or peach cobb. I love it.
Which one, lemon?
I love lemon pie and peach cobb. I love it. Those are
lemon pie. Peach cobblers are one of my specialties. I don't think I put that in the cookbook, but I put the banana pudding because I get so many requests for banana pudding. And in my cookbook, I did put that recipe in. That's the lemon pie, I think, will be in the next one.
Right. Now this is some. Okay, I'm sure you make this from scratch, right?
Yes.
Okay, goodbye. You know, I don't like that pasta. It's so much better when you make it from scratch. You know, it's so much better.
Well, I'm an old school lady, so I come from scratch. I learned to cook when I was 15, 16 years old, and even if I have to use something that comes in a container, I have to enhance it.
Mm-hmm. Now, your book, you have different recipes in there, of course, you know, about your different cook, but it also, this thing you have some poetry in there as well?
Yes, I have poetry. What happened is, as I wrote the book, I like poetry. That's one of my favorite. I have a poetry book also. It came out 5 years ago, and I'm not really promoting that right now, but I took some of my poems and I incorporated them into the book because when you're writing, it takes a lot of thought. And when you're cooking, it even takes more thought. So when you've got something on the oven and it's cooking, you might look out the window and you smell it cooking, and then you write down a thought. And that's where I came with the poems. So there's not 50 poems. We only have a few in there, but it's from the heart. These are poems that really meant something to me in my life. And I wanted to share that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so thoughtful of you. And now, when does the book come out?
The book, it should be released any time. I'm not sure of the release date, but I know it is ready to go. So I'm not sure of that yet, the date, exact date.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there what else besides these? I know you guys are doing the show coming up, and I know some on myself, Neil, can't wait till that comes on the network. What else are you got working on?
Well, I'm basically working on the show. I'm telling all the entertainers and the different personality people that I do meet to contact me through my website, Irene Cooking with the Stars. Get on the Hey Baby list, and as soon as I have, as soon as anything is revealed or any of the shows or anything, they will be the first to be announced to. So they'll get personal invitations to everything. So all I have to do is go on Irene Cooking with the Stars and go to contact and then just put their email. It doesn't cost anything, and their name, and they'll be contacted as soon as the announcements are made.
Okay. Yeah, I would love to see you in some more movies. You did such a great job in House Party 4. I would love to see you in some more stuff. I think you should have got maybe an Oscar nomination, even an Oscar for that. That was such a great role that you played in a movie.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun movie. I had fun with Cam Whitley, and Marcus worked in it, and my little friend. And she's done so much. Boy, I'm seeing her face and can't call her name. But it was so many people were in that film. We had a cast that was outrageous, and we had fun. And it was a comedy concept that even Chris was in it. He played the truck driver. And then you might have seen the two that played the twin daughters.
Right.
That's those two are always in the Eddie Murphy movies. Though actually, they're not girls; they're guys. But they dressed up like girls in that. It was really a lot of nice, fun people in that film.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not gonna keep you and talk you to death. But I just had to get you on, you know, because I enjoy your work so much. And before you go, I want you to if you could give advice to an up and coming, it would be a ones who wants to get their own cook show. An actor or a singer, what advice would you give to them?
Well, the one thing, and I do this, and I did this even with my own six children, if you have a dream or a hope, you know, think about it. Because one of the things about building anything in our lives, it doesn't just come overnight. It's like a home. It takes one brick at a time or a piece of wood or whatever it takes, but it takes a minute to make it grow. So if you're going to be a singer, a dancer, a writer, you have to get a craft and you have to become good at it. And that's why education's important. I like what the president's saying because you have to be educated even if you're going to cash a check. So you're going to have to be able to read it. So there are certain things that you have to sit down and really think about your life as you want to base it into something that could be positive. No matter what you want to be, you can be anything you want. You have to believe that you can and then work at it.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm not going to keep you. I've enjoyed you already, and I want to just have you on a little longer, but I know you got other stuff that you need to do. But thank you so much for stopping by, you know, and you're more than welcome by the show anytime that you see fit. And if you can for me, if you want, you can go any websites or anything that you want to give out there.
It's Irene Cooking with the Stars. And when they go on the main page, they can go over to my Twitter or they can go over to MySpace. And what I'd like to do for your listeners there is that just contact and just say hello. Go look at my blogs. I find some real funny things in my blog section that they might like and they might think unique in the kitchen. And I appreciate the fact that you invited me to be on your show.
No. Any time. Unless it be your last visit, and I always say that. And some guests will never come. You know, sometimes we come back. Marcus has been back 4 or 5 times. You know, but he's, you know. But I'm actually no show fun over here. So you know, we'd love to have you back, and please come back. You
and
know.
I will come back. Now, one thing though, tell all of your listeners, make sure they're washing their hands today, because we don't want nobody getting that pig flu. So be careful out there. It's really serious. So
that you're absolutely right.
I really try to promote cleanliness and healthiness because that makes you a godly person.
That's right. You know, you don't want people just anybody just cooking your food. Make sure that they're clean and everything.
Right, and put a lot of love in it. And it's gonna make it real genuine.
That's right. And I know I'm gonna be invited to Thanksgiving and. Like the holidays coming up, so I know I'm going to get the phone call. Say, Tim, why don't you come over for the holidays?
See,
you know,
that's going to be good, but tell them, you know what, if you can't, go on there and get that book, because that cookbook I have has some wonderful, wonderful, I have something called Drunken Oxtails. Now, if you like oxtails, you want to taste the drunken oxtails. Not they're going to make you real drunk, but they are tasty, and you do get a little buzz.
Oh, okay.
And my Obama beans. I can't
forget that. Mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about the Obama beans.
Now, the Obama beans, they're that delicious. And it's a combination of four or five different beans. And the recipe is actually really, really good. It's going to be on television up here on the 13th. They're going to share it with a lot of the sports guys as they're watching football. But they're really healthy for you, and they help especially now with the flu because you can add a little bit more juice and make it like a soup.
Okay.
So we might run that. I think we might run that through the website so people can see it if they don't get the cookbook either. But the Obama beans are something that you'd like to try.
Mama
I did
Blue.
That after President Obama because I liked him, and he's the same age as my kids. My oldest daughter is the same age. And I said, he lost his mother, and I made them Obama beans. I said, you can always have me as another mother if you want.
I made
some Obama beans.
That's so sweet. That's so sweet of you. Much to you success with everything, Mama Soap. And,
thank you, Tim.
I appreciate you so much, and you know, I look forward to having you back on, and good luck with everything. And, you know, if you need me, call me. I'll be right there. Or if you need me to get from anything, just let me know, and I'll do it. I will do
it. Right. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Get on the phone again and maybe open your lines up and let some of your guests ask questions, because some of them might want to have some real good questions. I've gotten some sometimes that are really very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I definitely will. Tell Chris hello, and I got to get him over. I got to find somebody to get him over on this show over here.
Okay, just let my publicist know. She can maybe arrange that.
Okay, I definitely will. Thank you so much, Mama.
Thank you, and you have a lovely day.
Oh, you too.
And don't forget, hey, baby. Bye-bye.
All right. Shout out to Irene Stokes, Mama Stokes, the legendary. She's a cook, legendary actress, TV and film, stage actress. Make sure you check her out, IreneCookingWithTheStars.com. She has a show coming to the networks. Her book is going to be out. Her book is out. Make sure you go to bookstores online and pick up her book. I'm going to leave you guys. I'll be right back. I'm going to play some Marcus Houston, and I'll be right back.
Yeah. My everything, you know? Everything I ever wanted. Check it. Girl, I must confess, from the first time I saw you, thought to myself, don't I know you, girl? You stole my heart, and I cannot lie. I was the kind of guy. Wish I was the one that you wanted to claim. Wanted to spend your time with.
Baby, your love.
Check. Got me going out my head. Got me thinking strange feelings, girl. You're the only one that makes me feel this.
And baby, your love.
Got me imagining what it looks like in the mirror, girl. I'm so glad that I got at you. I'm so glad that you was with me.
Every question I have, there's no way that I deserve.
twice. Knew it when I looked in your eyes. It was gonna be you and I, babe. Brought you into my life. And so come into my world. I wanna be your boy. I want you to be my girl. The one that I love. I put above everything. Yeah. Got me going out my head. Got me thinking strange feelings. Got me. Cause you're the only one that makes me feel this.
Like this before. Now I'm missing you and I'm wishing you would come back through my door. Ooh, why did you have to go? You could have let me know. So now I'm all alone. Girl, you could have stayed, but you wouldn't give me a chance. With you not around, it's a little bit more than I can stand. Ooh, and all my tears, they keep running through my face. Why did turn away. So why does your pride make you run and hide? Are you that afraid of me? But I know it's a lie, what you keep inside. This is not how you want it to be.
forget about me.
You gotta be feeling crazy. Ooh, how can you walk away? Everything stays the same. I just can't do it, baby. What will it take to make you come back? Girl, I told you what it is, and it just ain't like that. No, why can't you look at me? You're still in love with me. Don't leave me crying, baby. Why can't we just start over again? Get it back to the way it was. If you give me a chance, I can love you right. But you're telling me it won't be enough. So maybe I will wait for you, 'cause I don't know what else I can do. Don't tell me I ran out of time. If it takes the rest of my life, maybe I will wait for you.
If it wasn't for me, I know what we had would definitely gonna last. I admit that we say some things we don't mean when we're mad, but I realize that I've been foolish. I never should have turned my back. Cause it's a cold world when you're out there all alone. So many times that I wanted to just pick up the phone and tell you, ooh, baby, baby, I miss your love and soul.
I'm crashing, don't know how it happened, but I know it'd be the bullet, setting the deadline. Already used the paper, need just die tonight. Girl, sometimes love.
Riding